Well, hey guys, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Ted will be with us here shortly. He had to go grab some more Fit Food protein, hence we've used it all up in the studio here. We burnt through some protein and some purple sticks and some collagen. And speaking of that, be sure to check out the product of the week. It'll be changing later on this afternoon. Y'all voted. It won. Collagen peptides. This is our three patented peptide formula. It has the Fortigel, Fortibone, and Versatol in it. And these are three patented peptides that are designed to work with the joints, the soft tissue, the skin, hair, nails, all the above. And the reason why there's three of them in here is because they're designed to all work synergistically together to have a stronger effect on every aspect of your body. Because remember, your body has to have collagen in order to survive. The body's collagen is what keeps it together, almost like the glue. It's what makes up the inner lining of your intestines. It what makes up your skin, your hair, your nails, your ligaments, your tendons. It's all based on collagen. And the older you get, the less you make, and the less you make, the worse you feel. I don't know if I'm rhyming here with this. So let's have collagen with every meal. Anyways, I digress. Purple sticks are kicking in. But be sure to vote last couple hours, but I don't think it really matters because, quite frankly, it's won by a landslide just about on everything else. So I don't foresee anything else beating it over the next couple hours. So the collagen should be up later on this afternoon. And the berberine, of course, will be on sale for next couple hours until that changes. I'll go into that later. And also, too, for everybody that's been asking me, the Ultra Omega DHA 5-to-1 ratio fish oil is back in stock, reformulated, and a much larger size. We went from 30 capsules on here to 60 capsules. I had a lot of complaints when we first made the first batch because a lot of people wanted to take two capsules to get the full dose of DHA because it's a 5-to-1 ratio, so it's a gram of DHA per 200 EPA. And you need two capsules to hit that dosage. And so we had to go ahead and reformulate it, redid the bottle, redid the size, redid a whole aspect of it. So now you got 60 caps, so it's a full one-month supply if you want to take the high dosage of the 1,000 milligrams of the DHA on here. What are you mixing up? Are you just throwing everything together? Anyways, while he's making that, this is back in stock. This goes along with our prenatal formula. As a lot of you know, all the back orders have been shipped on this. So they should be at your door any day now. And again, if you want to grab it on the site, it's back up on sale. Me and Michael Barrett put our special together on it. We'll be putting that together today. So be sure to check that out. We'll have a coupon code for it. Omega, O-M-E-G-A, O-M-E-G-A. That'll be a small discount on there if you want to grab it since we have it back in stock now on the site at healthmasters.com. And again, remember, this is twice the size of the last one. Last one was 30 caps. This is 60 caps. So you have a full month supply of a gram of DHA per serving at two caps. So that's why we changed it because it's double the size now on here. So the price did go up some on it. But when you double the product, it has a tendency to do that.
Well, there's always a tendency when you use twice as much product, it costs twice as much to make.
Yes.
But sometimes you have a little bit of economies of scale.
We did have economy of scale on this. We changed some stuff up on it. And also, too, we went the glass bottle because a lot of people were asking about that. And I get it, especially with the soft gels on here. It's not really necessary, but some people like it better from an environmental standpoint. Whatever. So everybody that wanted that aspect changed, that changed, too, for y'all. So be sure to check those out on the site.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed this morning.
Why are you disappointed, my friend? You want some B12?
After reading this news, I need B12.
Yeah.
With fish there's five. Vanilla. That's all I had in the house.
The vanilla goes good with the purple sticks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just took five B12. Going to help me with the next story.
My B12 was maxed on my blood work the other day. I didn't even take those. I just took the ultimate multiple again before I went.
Doctor's always
greater than.
Greater than 2,000.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to Matt Damon starring in The Odyssey, Homer's classic about Odysseus.
Odysseus, yeah.
Running around the world and dealing with giants and cyclopses and, you know, all the other stuff in the mythology.
Well, they got to update the special effects. The old film on that was pretty old.
And part of that was, you know, it's also parts of that is the war they had that Achilles is in with Homer and all the rest. And the Odyssey.
The Trojan horse.
Yeah. And the Odyssey cast now is coming out, and it has Elliot Page in it.
Who's that?
Used to be Ellen Page.
Oh. Well, good for him. She was, or her.
Well,
for him.
And she's a transgender.
Okay.
And the rumors are...
Whoa, so they're putting a transgender in the role of Achilles?
I think so. And they're basically... And everybody's saying it's going to be the movie before it even comes out. It'll be memed to death.
Yeah.
I mean, after Brad Pitt...
Instagram's going to have a field day with that one.
Well, Elliot Page weighs like 100 pounds, 110 pounds. I mean, how in the world is he going to compete against the role that Brad Pitt made as Achilles?
I wouldn't want to follow that role. He was shredded in that movie.
Well, no. And, you know, then, you know, Charlize Theron's in that one also. And, you know,
is she in that movie?
Well, she's going to be the...
The new one.
Real pretty girl. And the siren, I guess you'd call her. But she's going to be basically in there, too. Now, remember, a lot of people say she's a tranny. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't care. But the reality is they say she is. And that she's, you know, one of those. So maybe that was the deal here. They had to.
But you have to remember, too, though, and this happens a lot because of all the fake news. A lot of places now put out fake news in order to get clickbait.
Maybe Charlize Theron is a fake news thing.
I don't know.
Elliot Page is in the movie.
Necessarily playing Achilles.
Then it says it will not disclose his part. So who he is.
Maybe some basic role.
And all the other parts that are in there, including Achilles, are disclosed. No, I'm sorry, except for Achilles. They won't tell you who's playing Achilles. So now the rumor that Kevin Sorbo said, if you want to kill a movie really quick, do this. And, you know, he used to play, I guess it was Superman.
You know, they need to have play Achilles, that kid that plays in, who plays Thor. Guy plays Thor.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They want to play
but the problem is he would overshadow Brad Pitt.
He's a pretty big boy.
But he would also overshadow Matt Damon.
Yeah, yeah.
So they may have to put some person in there who's not going to overshadow Matt Damon.
Well, because if it's not a film about Troy and Achilles, it's a whole film as far as you're talking about the Odyssey. They can't just have one man. But I don't know.
It's funny you said that because, you know, if the guy who plays Thor, it's Chris Hemsworth, I think, right?
So, yeah.
If he had played, you know, in this movie and he would have been Odysseus, the lead role,
yeah,
a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But Brad Pitt.
They might.
But I like Brad. No. This movie's already filmed.
Oh.
But Brad Pitt is coming out in like, 2 months.
Okay.
And I have to say, if they put a known tranny in there as Achilles, it's going to hurt the box office some. But I don't know. This is 2026 and everybody's kind of used to weird stuff now. So who knows?
Everybody's kind of used to weird stuff.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Oh, by the way, Lockheed Martin is tripling missile production as a new munitions center is breaking ground. Getting back to the military-industrial complex,
there
right?
There you go.
Lockheed Martin has recently broke ground on a new munitions acceleration center in Arkansas. The mission? Give American workers the tools to build the world's most advanced missile systems at a volume the world's never seen. Now, I mean, think about what I just said. Why do
we love it here.
Built on a 2.2 million square foot campus, spanning more than 2,400 acres, some big facilities. It's kind of like reminds me of Mena, Arkansas, with the airport there when they were running all the cocaine out.
It was an abandoned airport. He goes, this is yours. He's like, what do you mean? Everything here is yours.
And it says they're going to integrate advanced manufacturing robotics and digital twin technologies to drive higher output with greater precision and reliability. This is just the beginning. Over the next 3 years, Lockheed Martin will also spend billions to build and modernize more than 20 facilities in Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Massachusetts, and Texas. This includes new production lines, upgrades to existing facilities, incorporation of advanced manufacturing techniques, and re-engineered layouts designed to meet the urgent demand coming from the Pentagon and our allies. Collectively, these efforts will expand Lockheed Martin's munitions acceleration footprint by more than 40%, adding more than 1.5 million square feet of manufacturing facilities. You know what's crazy about this? You know, I look at this and I remember what Eisenhower said. He said, beware of the military-industrial complex. I mean, so we have gone through munitions like crazy.
No, we have.
You know,
between Middle East and between Ukraine and all
Between Ukraine, because through Iran, we have burnt through some doggone armament.
We have. Mm-hmm. We have. Now, here's an article here. I told you guys yesterday I was going to cover this for you. And it says, acai versus wild blueberries for artery function. This is a new study that came out. A lot of people ask us why we use a gram of acai per serving in the purple sticks or purple powder.
That's a lot, by the way.
It's raw extract, too. That's one of the reasons why it makes you feel so good without having a crash, because the antioxidants and the phytonutrients from the acai have massive benefits as far as stopping free radicals. That's one of the issues that people have that they don't talk about when you start using copious amounts of caffeine, especially like coffee, is that your free radicals go up, your cortisol goes up. And so what happens is when you come down off the caffeine, you have all this just anxiety, Twitter, kind of twitchy feeling. If you ever notice, if you're taking a real high dose of the caffeine, there's a product back in the day. It was called Jack 3D.
Rough product, boy. Heart attack.
It was back when they had the 1-dimethylamine in it. Mm. The good stuff. This is back 20 years ago.
No, we're not promoting the product.
I'm being sarcastic for all of y'all who ever used the product. Congress ended up banning the main ingredient.
It was ephedrine, wasn't it?
It was chemically structured methamphetamine. It was just it was altered slightly different to get past. And it was like 300 mgs of caffeine plus the dimethylamine in it. And I'm not even going to lie. We all used it. I also had pericarditis. Don't know if I could contribute to that or not, but I know I'm not the only person who had cardiac problems with that product. A lot of people, they even banned it on military bases because guys were having full cardiac arrest and PT in the morning after they were taking it.
Glad you're still here, Austin.
Has a tendency to do that when you start taking, I guess, synthetic methamphetamines with caffeine first thing in the morning. You think it's okay. You're like, oh, it's safe and effective. It wasn't safe and effective.
It was effective.
It was effective. It wasn't safe. Yeah. So this goes back to the reasons why we use stuff that's really natural now. And this is why in this article we use acai. It says, basically, certain types of plants can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Some other leading causes of death and disability. It says studies have shown the longest living and least dementia-prone populace look at basically plant-based as far as nutrients on here. And it goes into detail talking about the benefits. It says that in terms of antioxidants, acai berries may have 10 times more antioxidant content than more typical fruits, such as peaches, papayas, and 5 times more antioxidants than strawberries. And so one of the reasons why, it says acai berries doesn't just have potential brain benefits, however, also can protect the lungs against harms induced by cigarette smoke now. Now, again, I'm not recommending smoking cigarettes, but it's talking about here how it can actually increase vasodilation and reduction of coronary disease risk due to vasodilation effect is what acai does to the body. Researchers gave overweight men either a smoothie containing 2/3 a cup of frozen acai and half a banana, or artificially colored placebo smoothie containing a banana with no acai.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I got to say this. This is our artificially colored placebo. No telling what that artificial colored placebo
that's true.
Is doing
or,
to the body.
Or
yeah.
If they were having any other artificial sweeteners or flavors.
That's messed up.
Yeah, well, they should have used like a, I guess they didn't want to have anything that was a plant extract in, but they should have used something like a, like beet, well, I guess beet juice powder with a vasodilator too on here.
But it said the acai group had significant improvement in artery function that lasts for at least 6 hours. A 1 to 2 point bump that is clinically significant. Now, this is good. In fact, those walking around with just 1 point higher tended to go on to suffer 13% fewer cardiovascular events like fatal heart attacks.
That's a big deal. Yeah. 1 to 2 points on this range on here. It says, what about cooked blueberries? And so didn't see much dramatic improvement at all.
Well, no, it said you get the same effect with, you know, the blueberries.
But in a bun, like though, that's talking about eating like a blueberry muffin. Mm-hmm. Like the carbohydrates and sugar are going to massively offset
is basically, acai is great. And also these blueberries are great too.
Yeah.
But the acai is amazing what it does.
Well, it's much more significant. That's why we don't put it in baked muffins.
I've got a story I got to tell you.
Okay.
I got fussed at yesterday on email. I got cut off with two stories I was telling. And I thought, well, Austin's just cutting me off now. It's just awful.
You cut me off.
And it's funny. But it was so funny. One day I'm in the car with Sharon. This is years ago. And she goes, I've got some stuff. I got some snacks in my purse. I said, you have a blueberry muffin? And she looked at me. She goes, really, Ted? Really? No, I don't have a blueberry muffin. I'm like, oh, great. About 2 weeks later, we're driving in the car again. She goes, I got some snacks in my purse. What would you like? And I said, blueberry muffin. And she straight pulled the blueberry muffin out of the purse.
That's something she would do, too. Like, oh, yes, I do.
I looked at her, I just started laughing, and I said, only you would have a blue. It was wrapped up nice and neat, but it was a good one.
She had everything in that purse. I'm like, I cut myself. So I got a suture kit in here. I know how to sew. I'm like, okay. I mean, what do you need? I got melatonin in here. It didn't matter. There's something always in her purse. That's funny. Also, too, in other news, this is some good news that I'm finding out here now. But, again, still need to keep your immune system strong. They're saying no sign of larger outbreak of this hantavirus with the cruise. But then here's what's weird. They contradict themselves and say the virus's incubation period is 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, by the way, Hanta in Hebrew means fake or phony.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I thought I'd mention that.
That's interesting. So, again, that's why I told you before, I have no idea if this is legitimate virus that's starting to spread. This is COVID 2.0. A lot of people have asked me that. I don't like fear porn, so I don't start telling everybody the sky's falling until, you know, the government starts putting dirt in the skate parks and starts boarding up the basketball courts and starts arresting people for paddle boarding by themselves out in the ocean. You'll get all that if you remember what happened in 2020. And that's when I start saying, okay, now everybody needs to start waking up and pushing back. But this right now, I don't know. They said this adult male boarded the cruise on April 1st after traveling through South America, developed symptoms consistent with hantavirus infection on April 6th, and died on the ship on April 11th. Here's the thing. No tests were performed, and the WHO has described him as a probable case. So now they're saying he didn't test for hantavirus. He had symptoms consistent with hantavirus infection. So I don't know where this is going with this. What I do know, though, is one of the biggest things, regardless, is that you're always going to be around and exposed to certain types of viruses on a regular basis, whether you know it or not. That's a fact. That's one of the reasons why I always tell everybody, make sure you're keeping your immune system strong. The immune system kit with the vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc, that is always one of our staple formulas that works so well at making sure you basically you keep everything running top tier. It's like if you got a race car and you're going to go track it. You want to make sure your tires are good. You want to make sure your air pressure is good. You want to make sure your brake fluid's good. You keep everything dialed in all the time. For all my motorheads that love analogies because we race all the time, it's the fact of making sure your body runs strong. That's what vitamin C does. That's what D3 does in supporting the macrophage. That's what zinc does. All those things work consistently and synergistically together. That's why I put together a lot of kits on the site. Like this is the immune system support kit on here. Give me camera 4, please. This is an immune system support kit. Daily defense for stronger immunity with the vitamin C, D3, and zinc. What do you think about this, bud?
What do I think about it? I think the vitamin C and D3 and zinc are absolutely critical. We saw that when we were dealing with different types of problems 6 years ago. Can't say the word anymore because it's...
I just call it 2020. Everybody knows what 2020 means.
You know, I mean, it's one of those deals that you got to go, and this, you know what I'm talking about, but you know, when that... And then they said, you have to be locked up in your homes forever.
That thing that happened in 2020.
What thing were we talking about,
Austin? I'm not sure. What thing do y'all remember in 2020?
Oh, by the way, you could tell we're live on YouTube.
So, again, that's why we put these kits together for you, my friends. If you want to check them out, we have different protocol kits on the site at healthmasters.com. We put together just for you. If you got questions, call us. We answer the phone. 1-800-726-1834. We're here to help you guys out.
You just gave out a 800 number.
What's my 100 number? It's your 1-800 number.
I mean, are people going to actually answer that number? I mean, do we have live operators standing by?
Let me email my guys in India, make sure they're here.
Hey, India, wake up.
They're asleep right now. It's a joke. We have live reps in Florida at our office. Give us a call. If you have real questions, want to get product kits, something like that. Okay. However, let me disclose this. We do not give out any type of medical information or medical advice whatsoever.
1-800-726-1834. That's 1-800-726-1834. Or you go to healthmasters.com.
And if you guys are curious, earlier he was throwing together with the Fit Food Protein and the Acai. That's the ultimate morning energy kit we put together, which we use our New Zealand whey protein with the purple powder. Well, this is in the can. And on this, it's on the
sticks. I just took it.
Yep. I mixed it up. That's actually what I have right here. I mix it up usually every morning.
That's why I'm being so gregarious.
We love when he's gregarious. It's the Fit Food New Zealand. We always use the highest quality whey we can get a hold of. Be cautious of where you're getting your whey from. A lot of the bodybuilder supplement nutrient companies that use whey, they use really cheap whey that comes out of China. Most of it's garbage. Most of it's really, really ultra processed, 2-3 times ultra heated. So it's really denatured. Get high quality whey for getting it. That's what we carry here from New Zealand. And then, of course, the purple sticks. That is our extremely effective energy pack you can use as a pre-workout.
Very, very, very.
Great pre-workout, great energy replacement, replaces coffee significantly, no crash, no jitters. And I know you hear that a lot, right? You hear all the time people go, no crash, no jitters. And then you try it and you crash and you got jitters and you wonder why. Well, it's because they're lying to you. Most of these companies don't use a gram of straight acai extract along with all the other phytonutrients we have, along with the B vitamins, with methylcobalamin B12. None of the products we manufacture we will ever use cyanide cobalamin in. Cyanide cobalamin is about a fifth of the cost of methylcobalamin. That's the synthetic form of B12, if you guys look at it. I always tell you, if you're going to look at a product, you want to basically compare it, look at the B12 that's in it. If they don't tell you what kind of B12's in it, you know it's cyanide cobalamin.
They have to tell you what. I've never seen it listed.
Absolutely.
Have you really?
Go to Walmart, B12.
Go, I'm not. Oh, by the way, alarm over mystery surge in younger American women diagnosed with incurable breast cancer. Oh. We don't know why this is happening. Yes, we do.
There's something to do with that 2020 thing they made everybody take.
Well, it's not just that. It's got to do with a lot of stuff. One of the primary causes of breast cancer globally, it's been known for many, many years, is alcohol consumption. And a lot of women have decided they want to start drinking on a regular basis. And you think, well, are you saying we should all be teetotalers? No, you do what you want to do. I'm not saying you need to do anything. I was telling you that alcohol massively increases the risk of breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis. And you got to stay away from the big thing with breast cancer, obviously. And what's funny, and the reason I say that about the alcohol and other things that you could have put into your body, France, you know, 715 people, women diagnosed with breast cancer out of 100,000. Germany's next, Ireland's next, and then the United States. And in France, Germany, Ireland, and the U.S., there are a lot of women who drink a lot of alcohol. And, of course, the United Kingdom is right after that. So it seems as though the areas that have the highest alcohol consumption have the highest tumor rate in these women. And all of a sudden, people are also saying that other research has pointed to endocrine-disrupting chemicals found in plastics and microplastics, which scientists fear may damage breast tissue over time. Now, we talked about this in detail the other day about having coffee in a hot plastic cup.
Yep. Once it goes over 140 degrees, the level of the bisphenol A and the other plasticizers, they actually start melting. They full melt and mix it with coffee. So be very cautious eating that and drinking those.
And it says rising obesity rates can also have been linked to breast cancer because of excess body fat can fuel inflammation, alter hormonal levels, especially estrogen. And then one other thing that we saw years ago in risks associated with breast cancer are the high levels of aluminum chlorhydrate in the breast tissue from women who have taken
antiperspirant deodorant.
Yeah. And that's why Health Masters has got a great product that basically contains, magnesium in it. It's a magnesium, with no aluminum chloride. Now, it's not antiperspirant. You don't want antiperspirant. Why do you want to plug your pores up with something that could increase the risk of breast cancer?
Well, and that's the problem now, is everybody's become so accustomed to antiperspirant deodorants. And I get the understanding and the thing aspect of Florida. Everybody sweats a lot down here. It's hot all the time. However, you got to understand, you're taking aluminum chlorohydrate and you're putting it in your lymphatic system pores that are under your armpits and you're plugging them up. So they don't sweat. Well, you have to understand, if you did that once or twice, is it going to have massive toxicity to the body? Probably not.
Once or twice a day.
The problem is you don't do it once or twice ever. You do it every single day when you apply it, and you go through sticks upon sticks upon sticks after year after year after year, and it builds up in the body, and the body can't get rid of it. That's one of the reasons why you got to make sure you're detoxing your body in order to get optimal health out. If you're having health issues, you've got to look at the inflammation factor that's going on with the liver, that's going on with the digestive system. Another factor, too, you just bring up alcohol. I think everybody's under the understanding now that alcohol is toxic to every living.
It's much worse, by the way, for women than it is for men.
And now here's the thing. If you are going to consume alcohol on a rare basis, if you got a Christmas party, if you have a birthday party, something going on, make sure you're taking the proper protocol in order to detoxify the body completely. The Detox Made Simple kit, we specifically put that together as a detoxification support. It's a two-product combo.
We're making no claims here.
Just helps out with detoxification. We'll leave it at that. It helps eliminate toxins, boost liver function, restore energy and balance, and it's a simple two-product combo. And essentially, if you look at the products we have on it, it's the NAC and the liver support. And one of the biggest factors of it is it helps promote glutathione production, which is a massive antioxidant protection and a healing agent if you put those toxins in your body or if you've been exposed to any other toxins and you're wanting to detoxify and change your diet and get your body under control. Because remember, in order to lose weight, in order to get in better shape, in order to feel better, in order to get healthier, you've got to eliminate toxins, which means you got to stop putting them in your body and you've got to remove the ones that are already in there. It's a very simplistic way I'm making that, but you have to understand you can't just take a vitamin and keep eating junk food and fast food every single day and drinking beer all night and drinking plasticized coffee.
Well, you can. But
it's going to have effects on you.
You have limited effects from the vitamins because they can't fight all that stuff.
Correct. And that's why a lot of times when people call us up at Health Masters, the basic stand-all, be-all I recommend is start off with multiple powder.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me stop for 1 second. I got to read some more of this article on this breast cancer, but I want to say one other thing, too. When you take supplements, they're not the, you know, they're not the cure-all. You don't, it's not like taking, you know, a drug. Give me an example. Sodium pentothal is used for, you know, basically anesthesia.
Right.
Okay?
It works fast.
I mean, it knocks out in 10 seconds. Yeah. That's not what vitamins do.
No.
Okay? Vitamins go in and they help to restore functioning at the cellular level if they're nutraceutical-type supplements, and they're easy to absorb into your body, like the methyl B vitamins. If you can't get the nutrients into your body, how are you supposed to rebuild the cells? If you have a house and you want to basically restart, you want to build a concrete block house and you have no mortar and no rebarb, and you're just stacking blocks on each other,
yeah,
it's going to be very unstable. You know, good windstorm here in Florida blow the walls down. Okay? The same thing is true with your body. You've got to think about long-term health and building your body up slowly. I had a physician one time tell me it takes about 1 month for every year you are old in order to really repair your body and bring it back up to a rejuvenated state. Now, that's a lot.
Wow.
That means if you're 50 years old, it's going to take about 4 years to actually rebuild over a period of time.
Now, rebuilding, explain that. Do you mean cutting out toxins?
I'm talking about replacing your entire cellular structure and with the supplements and having stronger cells. Now, will you feel better? Well, here's our simple guarantee with the Ultimate Multiple Powder. You don't feel better within 30 days. You don't feel it? Just send it back. We'll give you a refund. And we have very few refunds like that because the product is that good. Now, what that means is that your body is now starting on a healing process in which it's cleaning itself out. It's rebuilding cells, but it takes time. I mean, you think about it for a second. You weigh 500 pounds. I'm sorry if you do. That's a lot of weight. You weigh 500 pounds, and you've been eating junk food your entire life to gain the 500 pounds.
You didn't get over there over a month.
You didn't take all this. You didn't take any supplements. It was basically high fructose corn syrup, a whole bunch of starch, a whole bunch of bread, a whole bunch of pops, a whole bunch of pizzas, and suddenly now you're unbelievably sick. You're taking 10 different prescription drugs. You weigh 500 pounds. You can barely walk. Do you really think if you pop a multiple vitamin that you're going to be better in 1 week? No, it doesn't work that way.
You've got to make massive
changes. It takes time. It's the same thing is true. When you're using it for different types of protocols to try to increase the health or support certain functions in your body, it just takes some time. You know, you say, well, what's the best thing you can do? Well, you know, I've learned a lot of times, you know, that in order to have proper prostate health.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, one thing I've learned is black seed oil.
Yeah.
You know, and our prostate support. But you've got to take the black seed oil for about 30 days before you really see a big difference. And you got to take a lot of it. Every morning I get up, and stuff tastes terrible. I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't. You can use apple juice or pomegranate juice or whatever to chase it. But I'll take like a shot glass, which is like an ounce, of black seed oil.
Yep.
Now, Muhammad made a bunch of claims about black seed oil. Muhammad. Now, this is not me saying this is Muhammad. He said that black seed oil is a cure for everything but death. Now, I don't believe that, okay? But that's what Muhammad said. And I tell you what, I've seen so many good results with it. And I had so many guys, when they want to have a healthy prostate and restore a really healthy prostate function, they start using black seed oil or prostate support, and their prostate function starts to get healthy again. And you think, well, what does that even mean? That means if you're getting up 10 times a night to use the bathroom, you probably need to make some changes.
Well, and here's a factor with that, because I've had a lot of people that have emailed me and called me over the years that are having that issue. And the prostate is obviously the core reasoning that's having is issues, because it's swelling up and you're basically having to go urinate multiple times. Here's a secondary factor that nobody addresses with that. When you got to get up 10 times in the middle of the night to go urinate, you're not getting full REM sleep, which means your body's not repairing and cleansing the brain like it's supposed to, which also means your cortisol is never coming back down to a low baseline in the middle of the night.
Not sleeping.
It's constantly staying elevated because you're not – you sleep an hour, you wake up. Sleep an hour, you wake up. You could do that occasionally.
It causes more inflammation.
Right. You could do that occasionally. You're super busy. You got work or you're young. Okay. You can't do that long term for years on end and expect to maintain any level of good health.
You start getting psychosis.
Right. And you can start getting inflamed. Your joints are going to start hurting. You're going to be exhausted. Then you start going into basically sleep deprived psychosis. That's a bad one.
And it goes on with the breast cancer. It says the doctor has also warned younger patients diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. I'm talking 25-year-old women now. Yeah. Stage 4. That they often face major financial, emotional, and social pressures along with the disease itself. She said they must balance treatment with work and family and responsibilities and children while also coping with mental health problems such as depression. Very true with cancer, guys. Taken together, these findings underscore the need not only to identify and understand drivers of incidence of metastatic breast cancer, but also to find ways to better support the multifaceted complex needs of a growing patient population, she wrote. That's actually well said. We encourage take care teams to consider implementing routine screening of health-related stuff. And now she goes on a bunch of stuff I'm not going to cover. But here's the thing, too. If you're a lady and you've got a problem with breast cancer in your family, and if your diet is bad and you're using aluminum chlorhydrate and you're using trans fats, and, you know, and seed oils, omega-6 seed oils, and you're doing all that, and now you start throwing, you know, a couple shots of alcohol in every day. You think, well, I don't drink hard liquor. I only drink 2 glasses of wine a day. That's about 2 ounces, you know, of shots. You know?
And I'll say this. Most of the people that I know that started drinking a lot of wine, they go, well, it's not liquor. I've seen people gain significantly more weight on wine than I have liquor.
Oh, you're talking sugar.
Because it's all got sugar in it. And the problem is, and you don't drink a shot of wine, even though the alcohol content is higher in liquor. You drink 2 or 3 glasses of wine, and it is a lot of calories, guys, and it's a lot of empty calories. And here's the thing. The studies that came out years ago in France in the Mediterranean diet, and they said, hey, people over there that drink wine on a semi-regular basis have less incidence of cardiovascular disease. That may be accurate in many cases on the testing, but however, you got to look at their overall diet. They don't eat soybean oil. They use olive oil or avocado oil. They're constantly eating fish. They're constantly eating eggs. They're constantly eating all types of different natural foods. Their processed food diet is minimal. And so what happens is they looked at that study and found that there's less inflammation, less cardiovascular problems. But again, that cannot necessarily be contributed to the alcohol consumption based on the resveratrol content. That's why we carry resveratrol extract if you want the benefits of the red wine antioxidants without having the copious amounts of alcohol. Because in order to get the amount of resveratrol that has significant antioxidant phytonutrient properties to it, you have to drink like a bottle of wine. Well, the sugar and the alcohol massively offsets the benefits from the resveratrol in an entire bottle of wine.
The alcohol almost completely stops, really reduces the production of an enzyme called lipase, which burns fat instead of storing fat.
Yep.
And I've seen it, and it takes about 3 or 4 days for the lipase storms to go back to normal again. And so that means you're not going to be burning, you know, you're going to be storing a lot of body fat for 3 or 4 days after you have 1 glass of wine. And I've seen women, and I've seen men do it too. They start drinking alcohol, they start drinking wine, and you see them 3 or 4 years later, and they're up 100 pounds. Or they're drinking a 6-pack of beer every night. I remember a kid that I knew in high school. I don't think he's alive anymore. His name's Pete. I won't use his last name. And he was a 4-letter athlete. Everything he did, he was unbelievable in. And I saw him at the grocery store a few years back, and he had like 2 cases of beer buying it.
Yeah.
And he'd gained at least 200 pounds since high school.
Oh, it'll do it to you.
And, you know, and remember too, and you brought up that French paradox about how they lower incidence of heart disease. France has the highest incidence of breast cancer in the world because they drink so much alcohol. And I'm telling you, because they don't drink a lot of microplastic stuff over in France. I was just in France.
No, and they don't eat a bunch of processed food either.
I say that back. They do drink a lot of bottled water in plastic because in Europe they basically they had a lot of contaminated wells, and a lot of that was from the bubonic plague when certain races they've claimed were actually throwing rotten dead rats with bubonic plague into the wells and destroying entire communities. Now, whether that was true or not, I don't know. I wasn't there, but that's what I've read. But the crazy part about it is they drink a lot of bottled water over in Europe, which could have a lot of microplastics in
it. That is true, especially when it's hot.
I was with a friend just the other day, and we were walking through the grocery store, and she said, well, I need some bottled water. She's down here in Central Florida. She's one of the listeners, actually. And she said, I got to get some bottled water. And she walked over, and there were two. There were Publix, and there was bottled water in glass.
Wow.
$3.49 for like about a quart.
Oh, it's expensive. Oh,
in
glass,
and I told her, I said, "Ooh, you picked the most expensive stuff." She goes, "I'm not putting microplastics in my body." I listened to the Ted Nostrum Bro show, and I laughed at her. I said, "Well, that's great." And I said, "Well, let's double bag this anyhow so we don't drop it on the way to the parking lot."
The biggest thing with the plasticizers is the heat. And that's why I tell people, especially like with microwave dinners, if you buy some of that stuff, or even if you get an organic one, don't cook it in the plastic. I'm not even a fan of microwaves in general. Don't cook it in the plastic trays they have it in, ever, under any circumstances. Oh, you know, tear the little cellophane wrap a quarter on the side and cook it for 4 minutes. Then stir it, put it back on. No, don't ever do that. When anything gets over 140 degrees, when it's involved in those microplastics surrounding it, it literally melts them. They start leaching into the food. It's horrific what it does to the endocrine system. Take it out, put it in a Pyrex, cook it in the microwave that way. Or what I've always done, because I actually don't own a microwave in my house. When I built it, I opted out of that. So the guy that was helping me spec some stuff out, I built my own house, and he's like, where do you want to put the microwave? I said, what do you mean microwave? He's like, where are you going to put it? I don't know. I don't have one. We could plug it in the garage. I guess we need one. The thing about it is if you don't have it, you don't use it. And you don't notice you don't have it because you throw it on the pan. You turn the gas stove on, 2 clicks, throw some butter in it, cook some food. It's done in 4 or 5 minutes. And it's way healthier for you. You can control the temperature better, and you got a good oil in it. You can put some butter, avocado oil.
The only thing that a microwave does that's worth anything that it could possibly do is if you have a massage therapist scheduled and you have to have some, you know, coconut oil melted and it's hardened up in the refrigerator and you put the coconut oil into a glass pan and you put it in the microwave and you basically melt it. But you can also do that on the stove. That's about all it's good for. Other than that, it's a complete and total waste of electricity.
Sounds like you need a microwave for that before.
Well, we have massage therapists come over every once in a while. And so it's, but
you're right on that. Because the thing about it is, I understand convenience, I understand efficiency, but I also understand longevity, especially cooking foods. I would ever use a microwave to actually cook a meal.
Now, one more thing I want to talk about with weight gain, the diet sodas.
Aspartame.
You know, they contain 10% of the molecular structure of aspartame is methanol. It's methyl alcohol. It's basically paint thinner. Cannot be made non-poisonous. And I've seen the same thing happen when people use diet sodas. It messes up the blood sugar regulatory metabolism, and it also makes people gain weight. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. Plus, it increases the risk of increases the risk of breast cancer and seizures. In one primate study, every single monkey tested on aspartame was developed grand mal epileptic seizures. So stay away from diet sodas. Now, I know some of you say, well, I've heard about this 25 years ago. Well, you probably heard about it from me doing a seminar, you know, at a big facility somewhere. I probably even the one you listen to. Because I've been telling people this for 30, 40 years now. And the crazy part about it is I still can't believe people drink this junk.
No, I can't either. The thing is, there was one study that just came out the other day, and they were saying even the aspects of having it, you know, for diabetics was safer. And they said that's not also true either, because what it does is a lot of times it stimulates in the taste buds. The body starts basically notifying the pancreas that it's tasting something sweet. So it starts getting ready to pump insulin to the body to bring the blood sugar back down. The blood sugar never goes up because aspartame doesn't spike blood sugar. So the body starts secreting insulin even though there's no increased rate in blood sugar.
And now syndrome X occurs.
Syndrome X starts to occur because then they start eating other foods. You start having elevated blood sugar and elevated insulin at the same time. You can't get under control. That syndrome X or metabolic syndrome, that is a problem. And that's one of the reasons why the berberine, when we talked about this product so many times, it works so good for metabolic function, blood sugar, glucose metabolism. The reason why it's got so many reviews and the reason why is this is the DHB formula, dihydroberberine. This isn't normal berberine. It's a patented DHB formula that's 5 times more bioavailable than regular berberine, easier digestible, uptakes faster, works quicker, and is super, super effective at helping control blood glucose levels naturally. There's a study, research study, not my claim, their claim. They're saying that it worked as good, if not better, than metformin in a clinical study with zero side effects. That was their claim from the doctors. I talked about it last week on the show. So again, a lot of times there's healthier options in order to get your body in better shape without always having to go to the medical model. And I'm not making any claims or telling you what to do. If you're on pharmaceuticals, talk to your doctor about that. I'm not giving you any medical advice.
I'm not telling you to come off any
pharmaceuticals. None, zero. No. What I'm telling you is look at other options. Become well-versed and become educated. If you really want to feel better, a lot of times there's other options, but you got to be willing to make changes.
Remember I told you a few years ago that I went on a cruise with Sharon and the three younger, your brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
And we had that Norovirus riot virus.
They get that a lot on cruises.
Ooh, guess what? It just happened again.
Again.
Yeah, and I mean, God, it was awful. We were on this ship, and there was projectile vomiting in the hallways.
Yeah, fast stuff spreads with projectile vomiting due to viruses.
My gosh.
That's the problem.
And what was crazy is they had everybody, literally every 50 feet, they wanted you to sanitize your hands with, you know, alcohol. And I finally told them, stop. I'm not doing that. I'm not putting isopropyl alcohol on my hands because, you know, some researchers say that stuff will actually help certain types of parasites.
I've also read that, too.
In your body.
Yes.
So, you know, it's rough. If you want to wash your hands, wash them with some light soap and water. That's all you need. You don't need to put alcohol on them. But a rib-cracking, vomiting bug rips through another Caribbean.
Whoa. We got to go back. Is that the title? Rib-cracking, vomiting bug rips through Caribbean.
I thought it was actually a pretty good title. More than 100 people on a cruise ship have been sickened with norovirus, a highly contagious stomach bug that causes vomiting so severe that sufferers are left with cracked ribs. Have you ever had a cough so bad that you start getting sore from coughing? And your back starts getting sore. But man, they're saying now they're being left with cracked ribs. So 102 passengers, 13 crew members reported sick so far on board the Caribbean Princess, the CDC said. The ship, run by Princess Cruises, set off on April 28th and is currently in the Northwest Atlantic Ocean, heading towards Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, leaving a trail of vomit as it goes. That is not what it says. I'm messing with
it. It's graphic.
It is awful. Oh gosh, it's like
trail.
It's like.
Oh God, you're making me sick.
You know? Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one of family? What was it? What was that one? It was Stewie. Remember? And they were taking Ipitec. Do you remember that?
Whoever vomits the last wins.
Oh,
that was horrible. I'm not recommending that show. But gosh, that was a funny scene. We're not playing it. I'm not playing it.
But the ship.
Last time I played a South Park clip, everybody got mad at me. It was the emails. And it was funny. I thought it was funny. Everybody didn't get my humor.
South Park is pretty rough. But the Outback report was put by the CDC, and the predominant symptoms, according to the health agency, are diarrhea and projectile vomiting. Princess Cruises and the crew have increased cleaning and disinfection procedures, collecting stool specimens from sick passengers for testing. There's a high probability if you have projectile vomiting, your stool is going to test positive for norovirus. So I don't know why you want to. Never mind. Isolated sick crew and passengers are consulted with the CDC's vessel sanitation program. The company said, we quickly disinfected area of the ship and added extra sanitizing throughout the voyage. This is the fourth outbreak of a gastrointestinal illness aboard a U.S. cruise ship this year, according to the CDC's problem. He says, pictured above is the Princess Cruise Caribbean ship arriving in Panama. The outbreak from January to February was linked to E. coli. Norovirus affects about 21 million Americans annually and sends around 2 million to their doctor's office of care. Now, I'm going to stop for a second. Savannah, my youngest daughter, was on the ship. She's the one who got it really, really bad on the last cruise. She was still pretty young, about 11. And for some reason, I can't figure this out. I don't know how to do it. Why kids have to touch everything.
Just tactilely stimulated when you're young.
I know. But, she's 11 years old. She's not four, okay?
Like Stetson. He's got,
we got everything in the mouth.
When they're one, they got to taste everything.
Well, no. And so the problem is that, the other day I was on a date, at a place over in Orlando, which I'm not going to mention because I'm not going to promote it, but it was free. After you got groped and searched and went through the horrible screening.
I can't go to this said location anymore.
But it was so funny. And I told my date, I said, we're getting on the escalator. I said, don't touch the handrail.
Oh, escalators are disgusting.
And she goes, why not? And I said, it has poop on it.
Oh, you can pull E. coli off handrails like
that.
And
she looked at me. Yeah. She goes, how do you know that? And I said, because when I was at Florida State, I took a class called biochemical genetics. And they actually sent us around the building with Petri dishes, distilled water, and Q-tips. And we took samples from doorknobs, samples from faucets, samples from elevator buttons, and stairwells and stair rails. And I said, every single sample tested positive for poop, E. coli, fecal coliform. And you think, that can't be true. Here's why that happens. People go to the bathroom and they don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Or they don't wash their hands properly. So now they got poop on their hands, okay? And now they're touching the handrails and touching the elevator buttons, touching the light switches, and now you touch them, boom. Now you have norovirus.
Now, to say as far as what you could do if you're going to go on a cruise, I don't recommend going. One of the
problems, hazmat suit.
Hazmat suit. Well, you brought GHI Cleanse with you.
I did.
That's one thing.
And you have an open balcony.
At least a window. I would say a balcony, though.
Got it. You have to get fresh air.
If you're going to go on a cruise, I'm not a big fan of them anymore, make sure you spend the extra money, more budget it in to get a balcony. A, the cruise is better. I mean, you're on a cruise ship, guys, right? You're over the ocean.
Might as well have a view.
Why don't you have you want to have a view. You want to get fresh air. Because remember, the ocean, very clean. Everything, the air out there is incredible. I mean, it's healing. The water's healing. When you get out there, you at least get some fresh air.
A lot of negative ions.
A lot of negative ions. It can heal the body. Well, that's why if you've ever been to the beach, especially down here in Florida, a nice beach, good, clear water.
Not in Tijuana.
They've got
feces in the water.
We don't know. I'm not talking about going to the beach in Tijuana. We're down here in Florida. But so you must be trying to fought up for that. So the water is super healing. That's why a lot of times you're not feeling good. You got low energy. Go out to the ocean. That's why I thought it was so comical in that one event that happened in 2020. When they told everybody, you can't go to the beach. You're going to contract the 2020 thing at the beach. And my response was, that's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. The beach and the ocean is amazing. So make sure you get in a room. Now, with a balcony, this is something that I have not addressed on this show before. This is bentonite clay. For issues with this type of virus, allegedly. Now, I'm not promoting this, saying it's an end-all, be-all, But I am going to say bentonite clay massively helps pull up to 40 times its own weight in toxins out of the body. This is one of the reasons why it's such a superior detoxifiant, bentonite clay in a water suspension.
No, we're not making no claims.
Not making any claims on this, but a lot of times it can pull stuff out of your gut.
Back to the cruise ships. I'm not done. Just thought I'd mention this.
Why are we on the poop ship still?
No, we're past the poop ship now. And it's, you know, I remember the last time I was on a ship, it was a Holland America. I would never, ever recommend it. Never, 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 never. And I remember they had the ones that had the sickness on it. Then there were plates and dishes all over in the Lido deck.
You know, they made a show, a documentary on the poop cruise.
Oh, yeah.
That got stuck and burnt the whole system, and they basically had sewage flowing down the stairs.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, but I remember, though, when you have people touching forks and knives with saliva and everything else, and that's all
spread stuff quick. All,
and it says to avoid common communal spaces on cruise ships like the Lido deck. Okay,
like the Lido
then it
deck.
Says symptoms of norovirus can include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And it says dehydration. That's why I want to read this. Dehydration is a major concern because vomiting and diarrhea can kill you from dehydration. Frequent vomiting and diarrhea can quickly cause the body to lose fluids and electrolytes, which can lead to dangerously low blood pressure, reduced blood flow to vital organs, and electrolyte imbalance that may harm the heart and muscles. Electrolyte imbalance can also result in seizures, in some cases, loss of consciousness. Hand sanitizers, here we go, alone cannot kill all the virus particles on the skin, which is why doctors strongly recommend washing one's hands often. You leave the bathroom, you're washing your hands. You make sure you get some paper towels before you leave the bathroom. You wash your hands. You dry your hands off with a paper towel, and you use that same paper towel to open the door to get out. Don't touch the doorknob. It's got poop on it.
That's exactly right.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
I've even taught Hunter to do that now.
He did it with me the other. Yeah, it was great.
Towel,
I love it.
Paper towel. Use a handle on there because there's way too many people.
Yeah, I'm done with poop now.
That don't wash their hands. Yeah. You're funny. Also, too, on that topic, I was going to go and I was switching gears on here, and you got me off that stuff. Well, the thing, that's why I brought up the product as far as with the GHI cleanse when he's on the cruise, because he had that with him, because that way he didn't have to go to the common area and eat. And this is one of the reasons why.
Well, that one cruise in Holland, I lost 7 pounds on that shit.
Yeah, you did a GHI
cleanse. Well, they had hair in the food 3 different times. It was awful.
Well, and this thing is, when it comes to letting your body recover, we were talking about that earlier, getting your body in shape and recovering and feeling better, a lot of times you can do a fast. Now, sometimes people do just a 3-day water fast. Sometimes people do longer. It all depends on what your overall goal is. But one of the things that a lot of people work with us on, and I've had people do, and I've personally done multiple times, is a 72-hour GHI cleanse fast where you're not eating anything. You're basically drinking water, and you're making GHI cleanse once or twice a day, depending on your body weight and what you need. And what this does is this allows the body to rest, because it's loaded with anti-inflammatory compounds to reduce inflammation, to support metabolism, to help out with detoxification, and allows your body to chill out. When you do that, you cut a lot of the toxins out of your diet, like the glyphosate or the Roundup. See, the thing is, regardless of what people want to believe with Roundup, tied to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, whatever you want to contact with that, the facts of this that are 100% definitive, glyphosate prevents the absorption of nutrients.
It sure does.
That's what it does. That's how it kills weeds. It blocks the roots from being able to uptake nutrients. And the human body, it basically fills in the glycine receptor, and it doesn't allow the body to function and pull up proper amino acids and nutrients and vitamins. That's just how it works. There's no rebuttal to that, or that's fake news or anything like that. This is what it does. So what happens is when you start eating large amounts of food that are contaminated with glyphosate, been sprayed heavy with glyphosate or Roundup, it starts to cause the intestinal tract to start becoming inflamed because of the inflammation response from glyphosate. And on top of that, the body can't absorb proper nutrients that it needs from its food in order to recover. So you start staying in this perpetual state of inflammation. This is why, how many times have you heard it, or you may personally experience this, people having all these inflammatory gut problems, leaky gut syndrome, celiac disease. I mean, the list goes down the line, and they start going, I don't know what to do with it. The gut's inflamed. When the gut's inflamed, it can't properly function. Nothing works right in the body, the rest of the body. So when you do a fast, when you do a 3-day GHI cleanse fast, what it does, it allows your body to calm down. You cut the bad food out. You get the inflammatory response down, and your body starts having more energy production. The mitochondria works better. Your cells start functioning better. Your detoxifying effects start better. The liver starts functioning better. The kidneys, everything works better. And then remember, then your body can start tying back into the gut-brain axis. And again, this isn't speculatory. This is definitive of biology. The brain and the gut talk to one another. And essentially, it's based a lot on through probiotics. This is why the probiotics are so important in the gut. When your body doesn't have any probiotics because it's all inflamed and the gut health's horrible, your body can't produce proper amounts of serotonin and dopamine. They're produced and manufactured and signaled through the gut. So your brain starts getting foggy, you start feeling down, the gut's messed up, and it's a circulatory effect that doesn't go away until you cut this stuff out of your body.
That's correct. You have to cut it out. Now, here's an article that came up, and I wanted to just ask you about this. It's talking about salt. And, you know, okay. We've got some crazy stuff going on globally right now. In fact, it seems like we need to find another country we need to attack. It's kind of crazy.
We'll find somebody.
Australia had a big 80-story Trump Tower they were going to build. Now they've canceled. They said it was toxic. Now they can't be doing that. But here's the thing. Don't forget to stockpile salt for eating.
Yeah. That's not a bad statement.
And you think it seems incredibly common and cheap right now, but absent affordable transportation, fuels and engine lubricants and salt can become increasingly scarce and valuable as a multi-purpose survival commodity.
Especially a good salt.
Yeah,
Redmond. The pink salt or Redmond salt. Yeah. Carry the red salt because it's a full spectrum salt.
I wouldn't stockpile. While you still can, I'd stockpile on some of the good stuff. But the reality,
it lasts for a while. If you're not using it right now, you don't need it. It lasts forever.
I get a bag of salt, it lasts me for 6 months.
Yeah, it's 20 bucks.
Yeah,
it's 20,
20,
30 bucks on the website. You can add in anything. Well, then we have like organic meat, organic food buckets. We just carry the organic food buckets right now. We also have the beef and chicken cans in stock here shortly. They're coming back in. And that's what I've always told people. Whenever things are cheap and everything's kind of easy and smooth and we're not in some type of catastrophe or disaster.
Again.
It's always that time to kind of have something back up. And I'm not telling you to go out and go buy 10 years of survival food. I think that's ludicrous, quite frankly. You're going to take up an entire basement full of food you're probably never going to eat. However, a wise man always plans for calamities in the future because there's always something that's going to happen. We've dealt down here in hurricanes in Florida. We've been through some of the nastiest hurricanes with no power for weeks.
Back in 2003,
no running water.
Three storms in 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff, you know, crossed over Polk County. You have three hurricanes in six weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes, trees down, no power. So when stuff like that happens, it makes you kind of realize nobody's immune to it.
Nope.
Everybody's going to have a catastrophe. So having some backup supplies and also supplements. I've had instances with customers before where they're buying product from us. They love it. They're enjoying it. They're getting great effects from it. And then we're working on production run and we're out for 4 or 5 weeks. And they go, oh my gosh, you're out of stock. I don't know what to do. I always highly recommend if you're using something that's helping out with your blood pressure, like the HGH Stimulate, that we'll have back in stock in a couple weeks.
Purple Sticks.
Have an extra can. Order another can or do the subscribe and save. That's really one of the easiest things.
I remember
when
we reformulated that product, I went to the office and I grabbed, I hate to say it, 8 cases.
I know you did.
Oh, my gosh.
And you liquidated my inventory. You had
plenty of inventory left. I just took 8 cases home. And I thought,
before it was out.
Well, because I knew that we were going in for full reformulation to make the product a lot better.
And that's what we did.
But it took a year.
Yeah,
you know, I went through that whole 8 cases, and of course, office kept taking out of my inventory.
I'd sneak some out. I wouldn't. I'd VIP customers, and they have VIP orders, which the VIP Express orders we get to Express. You can click that on at the end of the checkout.
I'm like, another case is gone.
Yeah, awesome. Case is shrinking. I'm like, what?
Oh,
me?
By the way, you know, now that we're on YouTube, we'll see how long. You know, I want you to know something. I told Austin this a long time ago. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. You say, well, I find that offensive. Okay, this is probably not that show for you. And remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we need to remember all of that all the time. Because, guys, you know, we're here for a purpose. We're only here for a little while. Always remember why you're here.
And as going back to what I was saying with staying stocked up, the option we have on the website.
I did interrupt you again, didn't I?
You did. I didn't finish my second sentence. Subscribe and save on here. We put this together on the new site last year because a lot of people were asking for this. This is the aspect of being able to click a 4-week, 6-week, 8-week, 12-week subscription. You can modify it or change it anytime. If you can't figure out how to do that, it's really simple. You can call us up and we'll show you how. The reason why is because a lot of times people just want to set stuff and forget it, like autopay. So if you're running GHI Cleanse or you're using a can a month or, you know, Purple Stick can, you don't want to have to think about ordering more. You can do that. However, if we run out of stock on it, it pauses your subscription. Just be aware of that. But we usually keep stuff in stock pretty good. And on top of that as well, also to remember, we have the point systems on here that you can use. Way to earn, way to redeem. I'm on camera 4. You can see here that you can redeem them. You got 100 points equals $1. Very simplistic. Again, if you got questions about it on the site, you can call us up or email us, and we'll help you go through it. But basically, it's kind of like the thank you. You're buying product from us. You support Health Masters. You're keeping us on the site. You're keeping the show up, making sure you have the ability to come in and get rewarded for that and basically get discounts in the future on the more products you buy. So we did that for you. And also, too, of course, while we're on it, on the screen here on Camera 4, the podcast news platform, Ted and Austin Brower Show, or thebrowershow.com is the actual handle on it. This is where all the shows are posted. This is directly on our private site. You have access to every single day, latest episodes on here at browershow.com. So you can look at all the different platform shows we have. If you click on them, we try to keep it up posted on everything, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble. Or if you just want to do it simplistically, go right to the podcast at Brower Show. Or you can get updates as well here. Put your name, last name, email, sign up for the Brower Show. Then the email list here for Health Masters, you sign up for that. You get all the early specials, discounts, coupons that we do. We run different sales on things in certain three packs, and we'll send it right to your email. So be sure to check that out at thebrowershow.com. And again, if you need anything, you can always call us, because I was joking earlier. We don't have a call center in India. It's our office in Florida here. We actually pick up the phone.
Oh, one more thing. We talked about alien disclosure this last week in detail.
And, well, the government's talking about it.
The government's talking about it, and
we talked about it.
And I haven't told you this, Austin. This is interesting. So I spoke to a local pastor because they said that they've told the pastors to be prepared to tell their.
I heard that. I saw the other day,
and I was thinking, well, maybe that's hyperbole. So I called a local pastor that I know, and I said, hey, "Were you told to basically get ready to tell your congregation about this?" He goes, "Yeah, we were." How about that? And I said, "Oh,
whoa!"
And he goes, and they said they contacted the Christian community. He goes, "Yeah, they did." And I said, well, what did you tell him? He said, here's what he said. He says, I told him when they tell the Muslim communities what to do, they can tell me what to do.
Ooh.
That's what he said. I love this pastor. But you think about it for a second. I mean, why are they picking on Christians again? Why is it always about Christians?
You are right, though. They had that entire thing on Daily Mail, too.
Yeah.
This is going to shake the Christian churches with the UFO disclosure. Why is it only going to affect Christians?
Because the Muslims are going to ignore them.
It's like UFOs. We already knew that's been going on. Yeah. Come up with something better to distract us with. Yeah,
Christians already told by we were already told by UFOs and aliens.
Well, and the issue is, let's just be real. A lot of Americans are entirely too gullible with a lot of stuff now.
Well, and we've been programmed. We have been groomed since Independence Day with Will Smith many, many years ago, 30 years ago, that we want to all meet aliens. And so you say, well, we can defeat the aliens. And it goes over and over again. Even that one ship, that one movie, Battleship. We always kill the aliens.
That's kind of
the
positive.
The problem is
that
the aliens were here before us. To go to the Brower Show and look up Angel Wards, and you'll see why I say that. And always remember something. It's just really important that we all realize that, you know, we again can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad at it every single day. Because guys, here's the thing: we have hope in Christ. We have hope in Jesus. And, you know, he is the author, he is the finisher, he is the perfecter of our faith, and through him we can do all things. Always remember that, because, guys, if you let the world get you down, it will. We don't do fear porn on this show.
No, we don't.
We make it as light as we possibly can.
And what we always have tried to do on the show from the very beginning is I try to give you solutions to problems that are happening. Certain things that are occurring, I try to give you the best optimal solution set point for it instead of just giving a bunch of doom and gloom. There's always an easy way to be negative. You can always wake up in the morning and be pissed off about something. Oh, my gosh, life is so bad because of this. Or you can wake up in the morning and say, you know what? This is going to be a blessed day. I got goals. I got my goals written down for the day, for the week, for the month. I'm going to achieve them. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to focus on positive actions, and I'm going to do the best I can to do everything that I need to get done, including staying healthy. So get on the website. When you check out the best sellers. These are definitely some of our top-tier products that are unbelievably high quality, bar none of anything else on the market. You can see with the reviews here and read on them. Magnesium Brain Food, that's our CNA Magnesium Ultimate Multiple Powder. B-Complex, Zinc, Berberine, GHI Cleanse, that's a big one. Vitamin C Powder. All these products we put together with the highest quality supplements because, I mean, I take them. My kids take them. Family takes them. Everybody I know that takes them. I'm not going to throw trash together. I'm not going to sit here and put some type of product out that I don't even want to take myself that's coming from China. So be sure to do your research if you're going to take supplements. And if you just choose to support us at Health Masters, I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys. We're here to help you out anytime, all the time at healthmasters.com. So I hope you guys have a fantastic evening. Stay healthy. Continue to get the truth out there, because at the end of the day, everybody has the right to hear the truth. Now, what you do with that information is up to you, but everybody has a right to hear the truth, and nobody has a right to suppress it and tell you what you can and can't talk about, especially when it comes to health.
Now, if you two have left us up for this whole hour, I'll be pleasantly surprised. And if they have left us up for more than 30 milliseconds, I would really like a thumbs up on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a positive.
Well, when they say like and subscribe, we're throwing it back. We're doing it for you guys. Thank you for the support, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.